Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week we have a story from Marshall Brackeen, who you'll find on Medium and Amazon. And here is The Night My Wife Died. It's not that bad, I lied. My wife glared at me. Maybe nobody will notice. I turned away as I said this so Allie couldn't see me laugh, but she could hear me. Marshall, this is not funny. I think clowns are funny, which makes this hilarious. Tears rolled down her cheeks. I thought humor was supposed to diffuse situations like this. I thought wrong. We sat in silence for a few moments. I couldn't stop staring at Allie's tomato-red hair. Ronald McDonald would be jealous. I can't go outside like this, Allie sobbed. Just wear a hat or a hoodie until it grows out, I suggested. It's the Silicon Valley. You'll blend right in. The sobbing changed to crying. It's not the end of the world, I assured her. It will grow out. The crying progressed to bawling. Or we could get you a blonde wig. Her tears flowed faster. Allie prefers to mourn the existence of problems, whereas I like to solve or hide them as fast as possible. That maximizes my Netflix time. Allie, it's just hair. I look like Ronald McDonald! Hey, I laughed. I was thinking the same thing when you... She couldn't hear me over her own crying, so I stopped. My hair had been about an inch long since I was in elementary school. I dry it with a towel in 10 seconds and comb it with my fingers. I've never used anything on my hair except Head and Shoulders or whatever shampoo Costco has on sale. I was unprepared for my wife's hair crisis, and I didn't care. I shouldn't have tried to dye it myself, Allie sniffled. Why did you? You've been a blonde forever. Why go? I struggled for the best adjective. Fire engine? Kool-Aid man? Stoplight? Ladybug? Why go hideously unnatural red? I thought it was just a slight red tint, and I couldn't get in to see my stylist Azar for a month. I thought dyeing it myself would be easy. What does a $20 haircut have to do with dyeing your hair? Allie looked at me in disbelief. I looked back at her strawberry hair in greater disbelief. How long have we been married? My wife snapped. Long enough for me to love you in spite of the war crime on your head. Wrong answer. Sometimes Allie is impervious to humor. I don't go to Azar for a $20 haircut. She styles my hair. She highlights it every time. It takes her 2 hours to make it just right. I don't have simple Mr. Potato Head hair like you. Mr. Potato Head is bald. Now, if you wanted to shave your head, that would solve... Marshall, you're not helping. I hugged my wife for a while. That seemed to help. When her breathing grew steady and her heart rate dropped below homicidal, I tried again, with less wit. You see Azar every 2 months or so? I asked. Allie nodded. And she dyes your hair each time? She highlights. I pictured a woman with a bright yellow highlighter and shook the image out of my head. I assumed highlighting is a fancy way to say dye job without admitting it. But your hair is mid-back, I pointed out. It doesn't grow that long between visits, so does the dye wear off? Mostly at the roots, but overall, yes. In 9 years of marriage, you've never noticed this? I usually stare at other parts of your body, I smiled. Trust me, it's a huge compliment. So hair dye wears off. After how long? Only after 30 washes. Great, I laughed. Shampooing your hair takes 3 or 4 minutes. This is just a 2-hour problem. I'll get a couple bottles of shampoo and a bottle of wine, and we can make a party out of this. It doesn't work like that, Allie sighed. Washing your hair over and over will damage it. More damage than you've already done? You're redder than a pomegranate right now. She was crying again. My humor failed. My solutions failed. Time for bribery. Allie went to bed early that night, coincidentally when a McDonald's commercial played on TV. I took the opportunity to look through her phone and get Azar's number. Mommy, our 7-year-old asked the next morning, are you in disguise? It's called witness relocation, I answered, and don't talk about it. Mom is trying to be subtle. Mom's wearing big sunglasses in the kitchen, Ricky continued, and a ski hat pulled down to her forehead, but it's summer. That's not subtle. I thought she was pretending to be a burglar. More like a stalker, I corrected. What's a stalker? Marshall, stop, Allie ordered. The humor ban was still enforced. Ricky, I whispered to my daughter, I'll give you a cookie with breakfast if you stop talking about it. Ricky smiled and held out her little hand. I love simple, straightforward commerce. You shouldn't bribe her to get what you want, Allie muttered. She'll learn the wrong lesson. No, she'll learn how to get things done. 10 minutes later, Allie left, and I offered my second bribe of the day. Ricky listened intently to the phone call. Good morning, Azar. I'm Marshall, Allie's husband. Oh, she emailed you. I was wondering, booked solid for 2 months? Wow, that's a lot of haircuts and dye jobs. Yes, of course, styling and highlighting. My bad. I just have Mr. Potato Head hair. It's a plastic toy, but that's not relevant. So what are your work hours? I know you're booked. I was just wondering if... That's a long wait list. It's not going to work, Dad, Ricky whispered. Azar, sorry to interrupt, but my wife is a mess, which means my life is a mess, and I'm willing to pay to fix it. If I gave you an extra $50 to see her today, do you think you can forego your lunch or work a little later? Yes, maintaining your blood sugar is important, I guess. How about $100 extra and I have lunch delivered to your office while you work? I smiled as Azar accepted. Deal. Please keep this between us and don't tell Allie. Thank you for your flexibility and understanding. I hung up and gave Ricky a high five. I want 2 cookies with breakfast, Ricky stated, and another delivered to school for lunch. You'll get 1 more cookie now, nothing at school, and 1 tomorrow after school if you don't tell Mom anything about this conversation. Deal! Ricky exclaimed. We'll keep this between us and not tell Mom. Thanks for your flexibility and understanding. It occurred to me that this might be the wrong lesson my wife had warned me about. My daughter was a quick study in all things wrong. 10 minutes later, my wife called. Guess what? Allie sang. Azar had a cancellation today, and I could go in at noon to get my hair redone. What a surprise, I replied, with 1 hand clamped firmly on Ricky's mouth. Crisis resolved, and now everything will be back to normal. And everything was, except Ricky began demanding cookie payments for tasks as small as putting on her shoes for school. When that didn't fly, she demanded cookie extortion to keep our secret about the hair appointment, which I paid twice because I didn't want to think about Hairmageddon again. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.